walk. We're going to talk about perfecting the love walk. How do you perfect the love walk? So turn over to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. We're going to talk about perfecting the love walk. Everybody say, perfecting my love walk. You see, your love walk needs to be perfected. Amen. Mine needs to be perfected. You know why? Because I'm not complete in it yet. Amen. I still got some growing to do. I still got some changes that God needs to make. And so what I'm saying, for lack of a better word, I say, let God tweak you. You know how you tweak things? It means you make a small adjustment. How many sometimes your alarm clock need tweaking? It get off a little bit, so what you had to do, you had to reset it back where it's supposed to be. You tweak it. Amen. So God wants to tweak us. We want to say, God, go ahead and tweak me. Turn me this way, turn me that way. Whatever you want to do. But you know, when you get rooted and grounded in love, I mean, it just takes a lot for somebody to rub you the wrong way. You know, when you're rooted and grounded in love, you can look over a lot of stuff. You know, when Pastor Cece look at me with those dreamy eyes sometimes, boy, I can look over all kind of faults. She can look at me and see the love in my eye and look over all the faults I got. That's the way God is. He look over all the shortcomings that we have because he loves us. Amen. Praise God, Jesus paid the price. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 5, let's read some of this because I want you to see, I'm going to give you three keys to perfecting the love walk. Hallelujah. Now, before we get into that scripture, let me read to you what the definition is of perfecting. Hallelujah. It means to make complete. It means to carry through completely. It means to accomplish, to finish, to bring to an end. It means to add what is yet wanting in order to render a thing full. So when we're talking about perfecting your love walk, we're talking about letting God do something in you, letting him add to you what is lacking so that you are complete in love. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It means to bring to the end. Hallelujah. It means to accomplish. It means to bring to a close or fulfillment by event. So all of these things that give us one really just tell us that to be perfected in love means that God shows us and gives us revelation on how to be complete in our love walk. Sometimes we got things missing from it. Sometimes our love walk not complete. We're easy. We just touchy. Right? You know why we're so touchy sometimes and can't nobody say nothing to us? Because our love is not complete. We don't have complete understanding. We don't have complete revelation of how to walk in it consistently all the time. Amen. You know, sometimes a person can be having a bad day. You know, well, I know I was a little snappy today. Anybody ever had any snappy days? Anybody ever had any short days where you say, my fuse is short today? Why is your fuse short? It's short because you have not been perfected in love. Have you ever held a grudge? Have you ever had a revenge spirit? I'm going to get you back. You know why? Because you're not perfected in love. Because you're not completely rooted. You're in the love of God. You're walking in the love of God, but you're not complete in it. In other words, love has not been allowed to run its full course in you so that you handle every situation like God himself. See, the scripture says, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. He tells you how to imitate God. He says you imitate God with your love walk. Be imitators of God as dear children. That means duplicate what you see him doing. And the reason why we fall short and that we don't walk in love and because we get in strife sometimes is because our love walk is not complete. There's some things missing from it. Amen. But I'm going to show you tonight how to let the Holy Ghost work with you so that you are more complete when you leave here than when you came in here. Amen. See, as time goes on, I ought to have less and less missing from my love walk. I mean, as I grow older in the Lord, I should be able to take more abuse. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, if I'm in love, I should be able to take offense a little bit better than I could 5 years ago. I should be able to handle somebody mistreating me and not treating me right and talking about me better than what I did 10 years ago, right? Now, if I'm worse today than I was 10 years ago, that means that I've lost some things from my love walk, which means I'm not walking in what I used to have. Y'all get it? So you get the picture of what perfecting is? Perfecting means it is adding what is lacking. Hallelujah. Until it is full and complete and running over. Glory to God. Now, you can't say, well, Pastor, ain't nobody ever going to get there. That's impossible to walk in love to that degree. Where you from? Obviously, you haven't been reading the word. Because the Thessalonian church, Paul commended them. He said, I'm bragging on you because through all your persecution and all your trials and all your tribulations, your faith is growing exceedingly and your love for one another is abounding. In other words, they had got into overflow mode in love. Glory to God. Them people had found out how to get faith and love working together. And the devil was trying and trying and trying to stop them, to hinder them, to hurt them, to oppress them, and they plowed right through him. Paul said, I commend you because you done had all kinds of hardships. And yet, in the midst of all your trouble and your tribulation and your hard times, your faith is still growing and the love that y'all have for one another is abounding. So they had learned, they had allowed God to perfect love in them. And faith working by what?
Love.
Look, see, your love, your faith life is never going to be as strong as your love life. And if you, and I can remember, the Lord just reminded me of this. I remember when I got saved, I heard so much teaching on faith that I was faith. Confess. Believe and speak. Just speak the word. Just believe the word. I was all about faith. Everything I read was faith. How to build your faith. How to increase your faith. How to walk in faith. How to speak to the mountain, make it move. I mean, that's what I was into. And I remember after being in that line of thinking for maybe over a month, that I remember one day the Holy Ghost saying, I see you working in your faith, but what about your love life? Don't forget about the love walk trying to build your faith, trying to get strong in faith, and you neglected love. And you have a lot of people that want to talk faith, want to speak to the mountain, want to cast out devils, but they lacking when it comes to the love walk. Because they're just as rude and mean as they can be. Some believe as mean as an old rattlesnake. And they'll hiss at you if you come around. When you get in their vicinity, you hear the rattle going on. And you had to walk on eggshells around them. Why? Because the rattle's going off. They're getting ready to strike. You don't know when they're going. You know, you might say hello and they might strike at you. Why? Not perfected in love. Why? Focus on faith but forgot about love. So love is a foundation thing. Amen. Glory to God. It is your love for God. I'm going to tell you, love is the trunk of the tree. Everybody say love is the trunk. You see, out of love grows faith. Out of love grows wisdom. You see, if you're going to eat from the tree of love, then that's where all the fruit is really at. All the fruit comes out of love. Amen? So I want somebody to say, look, take a bite out of my life. Can you say, take a bite out of me? In other words, I got some joy that's growing on this tree. I got some peace growing on this tree. I got some encouragement and some comfort that's growing out of this tree. This life that I live, I'm going to tell you, you can take a bite out of this tree right here, and it's not going to be bitter. Hallelujah. Can somebody take a bite out of you and still have a sweet taste in their mouth? Right? Well, if your foundation is not love, there's going to be some bitterness growing. There's going to be some other stuff on that tree. You're producing some stuff that don't even look like Jesus. Right? I want to look like him inside out. So I want my trunk to be nothing but love. Amen? Because it's the foundation. Out of love grows strength and joy and peace and victory and faith and all the good things, goodness, kindness, loving kindness, tender mercies. All of that is a byproduct of love. And you can see why. How the devil has brainwashed the church that when a minister get up and say, I want to talk to you about walking in love, it's almost like a spirit of slumber come on the church. Don't nobody want to listen about no walking in love. Oh, here he goes. I'm talking about we got to love one another. I ain't come to church for all of that. You walk with somebody on the street and say, hey, God, look, he love you too. He love everybody. Just nasty. Hallelujah. It means to carry through completely, to add what is wanting in order to render a thing full. That's what perfecting is all about. Amen? It also means wanting nothing necessary to completeness. So when you get in a place of your love walk being perfected, you're in a place where you're not wanting anything, where you're not lacking anything, where you're made full and complete, and you're in the overflow mode. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody can look you right in the face, cuss you out, and you say, God bless you. Still be smiling. Now you say, oh, Pastor, that don't make sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Now, who is the stronger person? The person that can laugh while they're being cussed at, or the one that say, I tell you what, let me come over here. Say one more thing. Just say one more thing. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say one more thing about me. Who the stronger person? See, anybody can act a fool. Tell your neighbor, say, anybody can act a fool. See, but it take a man or a woman of God to really walk in love and do that thing right and not have nothing missing. And still, when you walk off after being abused, you don't feel like you've been taken advantage of because you're complete in love. Because your satisfaction comes from the fact that you just please your Heavenly Father. And you're full on the inside and say, look at it, I did that thing the way God wanted me to do it. I did it the way Jesus would have did it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some joy that comes from walking in the Word and obeying God. Oh, it produces fruit of joy. See, love. See, the fruit of the Spirit is first love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All of this comes right out of the fruit of love. Hallelujah. Because notice here, it don't say the fruits of the Spirit. He said, it is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And in that fruit is everything you need, but the foundation of it is the love of God. Are you complete in love? Are you being perfected in love? Are you letting God add to your life what is missing every day in your love walk? If you are, you're putting the roots down. Glory to God. You're preparing yourself for the future. God's preparing you for attacks that might be ready to come against your life, but also he's getting you ready and he's positioning you to receive everything you need to face anything that's coming against you. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to walk in love. I find out love is the way. It is the royal law. Glory to God. If you start walking that royal law, that's God, royal, royalty, walking the way God walks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, Lord. I want to be perfected in love. I want you to add to me what is missing in my love walk. How many of you want God to add to you what you got, what's missing? See, you won't be so touchy then and so fretful. And another thing, you won't be so scared either. See, this perfected love does what? Casts it out. That word cast out means it drives it off, means kicks it out the house. Y'all ever threw anything out of the house? Any of y'all ever threw a bucket of water or a pot of water out the back door? This might have been a long time ago. You know what I'm talking about? Go get rid of it. You just open the screen door and let it go. That's what we're talking about, cast it out. I know mama used to throw them buckets out the back door. Better not be standing there when she threw it either. All right. I had to get you to see why you need this, why we all need this, because we all have areas of our love walk that got things missing in it. Hallelujah. But I want to be perfected in it. In other words, God will add to me what is missing in my love walk. Hallelujah. So that I can walk more perfectly with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'll be more sensitive. Hallelujah. 1 John 2:5. Now I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible. But he who keeps... treasures his word, who bears in mind his precepts, who observes his message in its entirety. Truly in him has the love of and for God been perfected, completed, reached maturity. By this we may perceive, know, recognize, and be sure that we are in him. The first key to perfecting, to allowing God to perfect your love walk, is you being obedient to the word of God. having a love for the word of God, obeying the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to have it. When love is really working in you, there's a desire to obey God. There's a desire to do the will of God. Psalm 143 says, teach me to do thy will, O God. Hallelujah. How many want God to teach you to do his will? See, that's how you know when you're walking in love, is that you want to obey God. And so the more you obey God, the more that love is going to be brought to completion in you. The more things that are missing from your life are going to be added. The more you obey the word, your obedience causes things to be added, not subtracted. Hallelujah. Every time you obey God, you just get something added to you, something added to your character. Glory to God. Oh, my God, something added to your account, something added to your soulless area, something added to your spirit, your inner man, and even something added to your physical man that might be missing, because the scripture says that the word is medicine to all our flesh. When I start walking in love, all that power that's in that word begin to work in my spirit, my soul, and my body. I can get healed just by walking in obedience. Because when I'm walking in love, then God has total liberty to bring to pass his will in my life, which we know his will is good, right? His will is blessing. His will is life. His will is joy. His will is strength. And when you're walking in the love of God, then God is able to do in you what he desires to do. And you're the beneficiary of all that grace and all of that glory. Hallelujah. See, listen to it again. Let me read it in the King James, because I want you to see it. All right, look at verse 5. But whoso keepeth his word, right? Whoever keeps his word, in him truly is the love of God what? Perfected. So the more I obey God, the more things are going to be added to my spirit, the stronger my love walk is going to be. The greater my desire is going to be for God. Amen. Everybody say, I delight to do the will of God. Oh, God. Psalm 143:10 says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Psalm 25. Turn over there real quick. Psalms 25. Listen to this right here. Boy, I wish we had time to read the whole thing. Verse 4 says this. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. Teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 40, we have them quoting Jesus. These actually are the words of Christ. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yes, your law is within my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you have to get to a place, if you want to be perfected in love, you have to get to a place where you literally love the word of God, where you begin to pray prayers like that, and you begin to ask God, Lord, order my steps in your word. Hallelujah. Teach me to obey your word. Teach me to do your will. You got to have that working in you. And when that's working in you, I'm going to tell you, you're on your way to being perfected in love. I mean, having things added that's missing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the love of God in and of itself is complete, but sometimes what we have missing is our understanding of how to apply it and how to use it, because the love of God is in us. That's what I mean by that. Just wanted to clarify that. The love of God ain't nothing missing in it. It's our understanding, our ability to understand how to live in it and walk in it and to trust in it is what's missing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You trust in the love of God? Do you, when you have an option, a choice, to go love's route or to go the flesh route, do you lean toward love? Even though love may seem like you're losing, that's why you got to trust. I'm not going to lose walking in love. Glory to God. The NIV says this, but if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. He said, this is one of the ways that we know him. Because when we obey his word, his love, something starts happening in your love walk. Turn over to John chapter 14. Hallelujah. Everybody say, Lord, work in me. Hallelujah. I desire and I delight to do your will. Hallelujah. All right, look at John 14. Look at let's go back up to verse 21. He says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Sound like doing the word, right? He it is that what? Loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be what? Loved of my Father, and I will love him and will do what? Manifest myself to him. So Jesus said, if you keep my word, I'm going to reveal myself to you. In other words, you'll be seeing Jesus when nobody else can see him. Everybody, where he at? What do he look like? Show him to me. No, you can't see him with natural eyes. People want to see in the flesh. No, your spiritual eyes get open. He begins to reveal himself, make himself known to you when you obey his word. And when he begins to make himself known to you, that means you start learning his ways. Right? If you hang out with me, you're going to know me, right? You're going to start learning about me. You'll start knowing how I do things. You'll start learning how I think, how I see things. You'll start learning my decision-making process. How does Pastor Greg make decisions? Well, you won't know that unless you've been hanging around me. You won't know what I like and dislike unless you've been with me. Somebody I never met before, I can't tell you nothing about them. But if I spend time with them, then I'm going to start learning some things about them, how they do things. And because this is Jesus talking here, he said, I'm going to love him and I'm going to reveal myself to the person that keeps my word. In fact, it is not the lip service. It is not the lip service, I love you, that counts. How many know everybody on Sunday morning say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. They mind ain't a bit more on Jesus. Mine ain't nowhere on Jesus. They're thinking about fishing. They think about hunting. They think about the football game. This, you know, the Saints gonna be on at 1 o'clock. Who, Pastor, don't take us into the first quarter? I wanted to see the player introductions. What are you gonna get out of that? Jesus said, he said, if you love me. Now we're giving you Jesus' definition of love. He said, if you want to show your love for me, obey me. That's how I know you love me, by your obedience. It ain't by that, oh, how I love Jesus. That don't tell him nothing. He going to look at how you live and how much desire you have to do what he wants you to do. And that's how he determines your love. Every time I tell the Lord, I'm going to say most of the time, when I say, Jesus, I love you, I check myself. Have I been doing the word? Haven't been walking in obedience. And if I haven't been doing good, I say, Jesus, I ain't been loving on you much. Help me. I got to get back. See, sometimes you lose your first love. See, this is what Jesus talking about, that church. They doing all these good things. I mean, they had it going on. You read Revelation chapter 3. They had it going on. He said, but I got one thing against you. You left your first love. You're not on fire for me like you used to be. You're doing, you got the programs, you got everything. You don't love me like you used to love me. You used to stay up and read your Bible. You used to get up and pray when I told you. Now you tell me to wait till in the morning. Look at verse 23. Jesus answered, said to him, he want to know, he said, how you going to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, said to him, if a man love me, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. In other words, he said, when you start walking in perfected love, Jesus said, me and the Father, we come live with you. We come in to make our abode. We're coming to abide wherever you at. We're going to be with you wherever you at. If you show your love, you know, you got that thing. Everybody show your love for someone. I'm going to tell you, if you show your love for Jesus, he come and stay. Yes. And when he's there, now he's going to be showing you what to do. how to do it. He'll be there when somebody shoot one of them fiery darts at you. He's there telling you how to handle that thing so that your love is perfected, so that your love is complete, so there's nothing missing in your love walk. Hallelujah. How many of y'all see that? The first key is doing what? Obeying the word, keeping that word, having a desire to obey God. Everybody say obedience. Shout it out. Obedience. That's one of the keys. I just gave you a scripture that told you that's how you perfect the loved one.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Visit this on this Lord's Day. I want to look at verse 29, and that's the verse we're going to launch from today. St. John chapter 1, verse 29. Recorded are these words. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. For just a little while, we just want to talk about the precious Lamb of God. The precious Lamb of God. This word precious, meaning of great value, of great price, highly esteemed. We talk about this lamb, it's like no other lamb. And so there are some things about this word today that I hope will bring further illumination and understanding as it relates to this precious Lamb of God that will help us to appreciate this Lamb of God that God himself has given to us, who will do all of the things historically, and then who will do all of the things prophetically, and who shall do all of the things scripturally as God has given for him and him alone to do. When John the Baptist came to prepare the coming of Christ, he was a forerunner of Christ according to John 1:23, and he was sent by God according to John 1:6. To prepare the way for the coming Messiah. John came to bear witness of Christ, who would be the light of the world. John 1:7-8 makes clear he's not the light of the world, but he came to present the light of the world. And so that Jesus, the light, would then present the light to the world. The people who sat in darkness now would see the light according to Isaiah 9:2. And just putting all of this together and understanding some things. First of all, when we walk through these scriptures all the way through verse 41, And even unto verse 51, there are some things that I want us to see.